This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Three U.S. defense officials told VOA an anti-ship ballistic missile launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen has caused fatalities on a commercial vessel in the Gulf of Aden. It's the first fatal strike by Iran-backed Houthi militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, since the onslaught on international shipping lanes began in mid-November.
At least three are either missing or presumed dead at this point. There are six injuries. At least four of those are critical. It's a very scary time, and things are still evolving.
VOA's Carla Babb. Hear more on VOA's International Edition. Efforts to get desperately needed humanitarian aid to war-wracked northern Gaza are gaining momentum. The European Union increased pressure on Wednesday for the creation of a sea route from Cyprus to Gaza, and British Foreign Minister David Cameron is saying Israel's allies are losing patience. While aid groups say all of Gaza is mired in crisis, the situation is largely isolated in the north and stands out. United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Wednesday called the international community for action to help Haiti.
I urge the international community to act swiftly and decisively to prevent Haiti's further descent into chaos.
Haiti's prime minister landed in Puerto Rico on Tuesday, clearing uncertainty around his whereabouts since a trip to Kenya. But questions on how and when he will return to Haiti still linger as gangs back home push for his ouster. Haiti's government declared a state of emergency on Sunday after inmates escaped in two major prison breaks, halting businesses, including airports, which have seen heavy gunfire take place near them in recent